Good evening, August 14th, 2008. James McCanny here, going right into the show. And a number of main topics tonight, more than one. I'll be talking about, number one, the ineptness of the National Weather Service, NOAA, as we call it, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and their counterpart, the National Hurricane Prediction Center. And today was actually a very good example. There have been a number of good examples, not to mention the entire hurricane season of 2008, where their predictions have fallen pretty much flat on their face. But many other issues surrounding this, and that's why today, right in the heart of the hurricane season, it's a good time to somewhat review that. I'm not going to spend the entire show on that, but and many times I've talked about these topics just in passing as I talked about the current Earth weather, but the whole information chain, let's put it that way, of weather in this country has some serious problems, and it centers around basically the National Weather Service, a government agency that doesn't know what causes severe weather. And as I said in my write-up that occurred probably about 15 years ago on the internet, and then also I believe it's in the Atlantis to Tesla book, the title, You Can't Predict the Weather If You Don't Know What Causes the Weather, is apt and true today as much as it was back then. But at any rate, that'll be one of the main science topics. And the other main science topic, I want to cover current developments in the EV market, the electrical vehicle market, or electrical cars. And oddly enough, just a short time ago, CNN posted an article about citizens, individuals, converting their automobiles themselves in their own garage to electrical power. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that'll be the second main science topic, talking about the current status of automobiles, converting your own automobile, where the electric car industry is going, and of course where Detroit and the main auto manufacturers are not going. And of course they're tied in with the oil industry. They don't want any change because an electric car, you buy one and it probably will pretty much last forever. And that would be the end of their little auto industry for selling you a car every few years because it breaks down because there's so many complicated parts in it. Imagine just a motor and some batteries instead of that very complicated gasoline-guzzling engine that you now sport in your vehicle. So I'll be talking about that. Where is the EV market today? What is the situation with converting your own vehicle? And where is the major industry going? And so anyway, I'll be talking about that. First of all, a couple of announcements. First, this past week, I never watch network TV. I mean, pretty much never. I will if it's on in somebody else's house and I happen to be there and other people are watching it just as entertainment. But very rarely do I turn the TV on. I'm very busy with my work, with many things that I have going on in the background. And so TV is not one of the things I partake in. And I feel I'm much better off for that. But the other night, I just happened to be walking by and picked up the remote, flipped on the TV, and it just happened to be at the very beginning of the Olympic 400-meter relay race, which I'm sure most of you are probably familiar with by now. If you didn't see it live, you've seen the replay, where the American team was the underdog, so to speak, to the French team. The French team had been touting their prowess and mouthing it up pretty good, I guess, that they were going to win and beat the older Americans. And of course, the last leg of the four part relay was by a guy named, Lazak was his last name. Let's see if I can find his first name here. But at any rate, I just found that amazing that in the last leg of that relay, you have to watch it if you didn't see. I'm sure you can see that on YouTube or any of the other forums for watching the replays of the Olympics. But to watch this Lasik swimmer come back from behind and beat the French, their favorite to win, and come from way behind and basically set a world record in the 100 meter was the most amazing. And so I have not seen a swimming event or a sporting event with that much excitement in it in a very long time. So congratulations to our Olympics team, and actually all the Olympic teams, because many countries are winning gold medals and their top athletes are performing, and of course there's controversy surrounding the Olympics, many types of controversy, but it really should be about the athletes, not Bush being there in the war they started the day that the Olympics began, but it should be about the athletes, and that's the only topic that should be covered. At any rate, my hat off to the swimming team from the U.S. and all the other Olympians, because imagine the hard work that goes into being there, and this is just an inspiration to the young people of this country and every country to excel at what you're doing. And not all of us are athletes. I don't believe I would have ever been any sort of Olympic athlete. I've played sports, but never excelled at it. But just to play sports and be involved and to have people to look up to is something. And everybody has their own special talent. So it's an inspiration for all of the young people to develop your talents. Develop the talents that you have and try to excel at them, and just understand that being a regular person is something that we can all excel at. Whether we're great athletes or whatever we do, we can excel at being good people and good stewards of this planet that we're living on. Just a second. I seem to have a... anyway, I'm sorry. Excuse me just a minute here. I have to adjust something in the studio.